And now on with the local news. We now have some seasonal news. We are not forecast to have a white Christmas in East Anglia this year. A mysterious stranger or strangers have been surprising diners by paying for their meals, and little elves have been visiting care homes, day centres and sheltered housing. Forecasters have predicted a wet and windy festive period for the east of England, dashing any hopes of a white Christmas. Norfolk hasn't had a white Christmas in 8 years, and is unlikely to see another this year, according to WeatherQuest. A spokesperson for WeatherQuest said, "I don't think we're going to see any snow this year. Around the festive period, the public can expect westerly winds and showers. Christmas Day will see showers, and the highest temperature of the day will be around 6 degrees Celsius. Boxing Day will have more of the same, but will be a little bit colder. It's the typical forecast for this time of year. Breezy, dry and frosty. If you're looking for a white Christmas, Norway is due to have snow on Christmas Day. We're actually more likely to have snow in Norfolk at Easter than we are at Christmas."
It could almost be the plot of a classic festive film. A kind gesture from a mysterious stranger who vanishes before being thanked. But after one man's uplifting generosity in paying for their Christmas meal, a group of Norfolk nurses are now hoping to express their gratitude to him. The four nurses were enjoying dinner at the Vine Tie on Dove Street when a stranger stepped in to pay for the group's meals and drinks. One said, "We were sat finishing our food and drinks and just chatting. This man who was sat at the bar asked what we did, and when we said we were nurses, he offered to get us a drink. We had to say no, as we were all working the next day or driving. But when we went to get our bill, the lady said it had been paid for and pointed to him." The group were taken aback and really surprised at the kindness, which paid for each nurse's meal at a cost of around £20 per person. She said, "We went up and thanked him and asked why, and he said someone in his family had had cancer and said, 'You help people.'" She messaged the restaurant, hoping to contact the man who had been there alone. "I got in touch and they said he had already left and wasn't a regular customer. Even if he just sees this, you're a really kind man and it wasn't a proper thank you. It was such an uplifting thing." The nurse said she and her friends all trained together in nursing at the University of East Anglia.
For all the naysayers and Scrooges in the world, there is proof the Christmas spirit is still alive and well in Norwich. A kind stranger made several diners' day on Tuesday when he picked up their bill at the Assembly House in Norwich. The man, who remains anonymous, was enjoying lunch at the city centre establishment when he paid for two adjacent tables' bills along with his own. The gesture is the second act of kindness of its type in the city within the space of a week, sparking some to speculate whether Norwich has its very own Father Christmas. Last week, a group of nurses enjoying a Christmas meal at the Vine Tie on Dove Street in Norwich had their evening paid for by a mystery stranger who, upon learning the group were nurses, stepped in to pay for their food and drinks.
Social enterprise Friend Indeed sees babies and children visit care homes, day centres and sheltered housing so youngsters can socialise with the older generation. The idea is that it stops older people from feeling lonely, but it also teaches children about empathy, and in the festive season, the little visitors become little elves. Kelly Lindsay, who founded Friends Indeed, said, "The benefits of intergenerational activities and friendships are endless. For older people, it can help alleviate loneliness and improve mood. And for children, it can help develop their social skills whilst helping them learn about the value of being kind." The latest visit of the little elves was to Chiswick House Care Home in Christchurch Road, Norwich. The little elves visited the home run by Black Swan Care on Tuesday.
And now the feature. While you're tucking into Christmas lunch, opening presents, playing games with the family or listening to the Queen's speech, there are others who will be doing something a bit different. Today we'll be telling their Christmas Day stories, starting with an RNLI crew member, an aviculturist, a midwife, a dairy farmer, and a couple who will be sharing their Christmas lunch with complete strangers. The Five Christmas Day Heroes is introduced by Elizabeth Stimpson.